Welcome to this month's audio meditation and to this time that we can take together to settle into a deepening exploration of this year's theme, which is oneness. So I want to invite you to begin by noticing the surface supporting you and by allowing yourself to become aware of how your body receives the support that's available to you right now. Taking a moment to notice all the physical sensations that you experience as your body receives the support that's right here for you in this moment. Also, notice the support you discover when you bring your awareness to that landing place inside your own body-mind-being, that home base where you can discover your own presence. For some people, the easiest way to connect with their own internal home base is to follow the out-breath all the way down to the bottom of the breath, and to then linger in that space between breaths, and to notice how your body responds when you are there in that landing place. As you take time to notice your own presence, you offer yourself an opportunity to experience the qualities that you emanate into the world around you, the essence of you, your living presence. So notice now what it's like to connect with your own living presence, your own energetic signature, the qualities that you send out into your world. And I wonder what it's like to notice that your presence and your qualities add their essence to the energy and qualities of everyone else in your local neighborhood. And that quality of the local neighborhood adds itself to the overall quality of your community, and then of your locale, perhaps the state or province where you live. And that presence adds itself to the national essence that your country carries, and eventually adding into the global presence of all of us together energetically, of all of us together being present, exuding our own essence individually and collectively. And notice now what it's like if you were to imagine that the space all around you, the space that we normally imagine separates us, is actually what connects us. That the space around us creates one unending field of interconnection. So that where you sit right now, notice the space between you and the closest object. And I would invite you to explore how it feels to imagine that space between you and that object actually serves to connect you intimately, that you live and move and have your being within the same space, the same field. Our theme this month, or actually for the whole year, is that there is one life expressing as the infinite array of everything we encounter in our physical world. That the experience and the sense that we are separate is actually a perception rather than a reality. Now, if this idea doesn't appeal to you, I invite you to engage it in whatever ways might feel okay for you, the idea of interconnection, interdependence, and oneness. Above and beyond all that is being one thing expressing itself in many different ways, we are also fundamentally and inescapably interdependent. None of us could really do our lives without all of the various and incredibly numerous and abundant contributions of so many people we will never know. And so, for this month's specific meditation, I invite you to connect with the idea and then the experience of interdependence. I'm going to be silent now for a while as you allow yourself to contemplate interdependence, with the thought in mind that the very fact of eating, having clothing, having water, electricity, transportation, all of the things that make daily life, at least in Western culture and industrialized cultures, all the things that make life as we know it, none of them would be possible without the countless contributions of other people. So as I remain silent now, I invite you to ponder your own personal experience of interdependence. Notice the places where you feel comfortable with the idea of interdependence and the places where you may feel not so comfortable. Notice also how it feels to be aware of the fact that in every moment, in ways you are aware of and perhaps in ways you aren't, you also contribute constantly to the lives of other beings, other life forms, people, animals, birds, plants, around you as you move through your daily life. Our interdependence is inescapable. Our interdependence is as ever-present as our need to breathe. One expression of the oneness that we are is the acknowledgement, the recognition that we cannot do our lives alone. And I wonder how it is to experience that fact that we cannot do our lives alone. And so I wonder now, as we move toward concluding the spoken portion of this particular meditation, how it is for you to again become aware of your own living presence, the energy that you carry and radiate through your body-mind being, just by being in the world, just by being wherever you are in a given moment. To notice that your presence becomes part of the field of your community, the presence of your country, the presence of the planet. And that together we create a field of global presence that's comprised of all of us. And so as we go forward through this year with our exploration of oneness, I invite you to allow all mixed feelings, all moments of inspiration, all of the entire journey as if it were a full rainbow, having all the colors of your experience present for you. My hope for this year is that we can explore oneness deeply in all the various ways that it might come into our experience. And so for this month, this is our beginning. And even though I'm going to stop speaking now, you can keep right on meditating, pondering your relationship to oneness and interdependence as we go into the day or evening or whatever time it is for you, with a deep recognition that we never walk alone, that we are in every moment connected within what Joanna Macy has called the web of life out of which we cannot fall. And so for now, please know that I wish you well, and this is the closing of this meditation for this time.